All right. Well, hello, everyone. Again, my name is Ryan Dixon. I'm from the University of New Hampshire. I just want to say that it's a real pleasure to be here. Career planning and development can be a little scary, but there's a lot of strategy involved, and it's something that is fun to think about personally for me, and so I'm very happy to be here talking with you about this today. So as Dennis mentioned, I'm a state extension specialist at UNH. My official title is Greenhouse Management and Technology. At the university, we divide our time up by the percentage of usually time that we spend on various activities. So I'm 60% extension. Again, that's reaching out to growers, training students, the next generation of farmers and growers, educational support, those types of things. 30% research, so conducting applied research is what we focus on, also graduate student mentoring. And then 10% teaching. And so I personally teach a greenhouse management course, and we're in the process of developing some hydroponic online coursework as well. And so I have a pretty similar background to Kate in some ways. And so after obtaining a Bachelor's of Science degree, I went to work for a grower, came back to graduate school after that, which I'll talk about. And then instead of going the industry path, I went to the academic path. And so I'm going to give you that in my academic perspective today. A little bit about myself, too. I originally thought I'd be a citrus tree grower and never thought I would join a university. And so keep your mind open. It's not a straight path, and there's lots of opportunities out there. Okay, so I was thinking about different strategies for career planning and development. There's lots out there, but the four that resonate with me the most are these on this slide here. And so one, striving for excellence. There's no substitute for the quality of work that you do. And so not perfection, because that's impossible to reach, but striving for excellence in the quality of work that you deliver and put out to your stakeholders. Grow your network. So this is going to be a common theme today, I'm sure. And so, you know, I chose the word grow because we are cultivating the relationships with our peers and building those relationships that are going to last a lifetime, hopefully. And so your network is going to be how you connect with different opportunities and gain new experiences as you progress forward. Continue professional development. And so not just focusing on your one field and being an expert in crop nutrition or plant pathology, but focusing on kind of peripheral type of training experiences that can help progress you forward as well. And so I'll talk a little bit about that. And then also building your brand. Okay, you can actually do professional development training on building your brand. So building your brand is basically what sets you apart from everybody else. Why are you unique? Okay, and why should we pay attention to you? And so I like these strategies because they apply at each stage, whether you're working on your BS, whether you're working on your MS or going for your PhD or in your career, you can carry them through your entire career and apply them in different ways. So in terms of jobs that are available, I like to think of these three broad categories. And I think a later speaker is going to touch on this a little bit more, but you know, you can join industry, okay, as one category. And so this is private sector businesses and companies. They develop products. They offer services, typically funded by their sales and revenues. Another set of jobs that you can look for, academic jobs, academia, college, universities. The focus of these groups, obviously, is to conduct research, provide education and outreach to farmers and stakeholders, typically funded by federal and state agencies, also to a certain extent, private sector businesses. And then third, government. Okay, these are your state and federal agencies. Think USDA, EPA. They also conduct a fair amount of research, provide outreach, and establish regulations. And so these are also federally and state funded as well. And so I'm going to give you the academic perspective during the rest of my talk. So bachelors of science, how can you apply the four core strategies to your BS degree? And so striving for excellence. So if you're working on your BS, really, you know, this is the time to really focus in on your coursework and make sure you're getting the maximum benefit you can from your courses, the best grades, especially focusing on those upper level courses, your maths and sciences, because these are what's going to these are what professors are going to look for graduate studies and the like. Growing your network. It's never too soon to grow your network and start connecting with people. So this is a perfect opportunity to get to know your professors, talk with grad students. They're going to be potential avenues for graduate school, also connecting you with potential job sources. Learn from their mistakes. Never hurts to ask. Attend conferences and trade shows. So in my opinion, it's never too early to look for jobs, and going to trade shows and connecting with folks is a good way to open those types of doors. Professional development. So as Kate mentioned, you know, it's critical to try new experiences and put yourself in front of opportunities. So just using myself as an example, I was part of a poinsettia club. I spent time growing aquatic ferns in a research laboratory. I think I tried a little bit of everything to find my way during undergrad, and this is how you figure out what you like and what you don't like, which is a critical part of shaping your career. And then building your brand, and so independent studies, internships, you know, these are the types of things that they look great on the resume, they make you jump off the paper, they give you skill sets to... for example, I did a research project with aquatic ferns during an undergrad. That helped me get into graduate studies and showed professors that I had that experience before. So start shaping your career in those regards as well. So what kind of jobs are out there for bachelor's degrees in academia? Well, similar to what Kate mentioned, don't be afraid to come in at an entry level. Research assistantships, lab technicians, these types of jobs where you come in, one of the major focuses is, okay, gain experience, because the experience that you're going to gain is going to take you, it's valued highly both in industry and academia in terms of taking you to the next step. And so student program coordinators, advising undergraduate students, these are some of the typical jobs that you can find in academia. Personal perspective, I became a grower after getting a bachelor's degree. This turned out to be one of the best decisions I've made in my career so far, but I joined a company called Welby Gardens in Denver, Colorado. It's a family-run bedding plant operation. They do propagation, hydroponic, and organic edibles crops as well. Approximately 1 million square feet of greenhouse space under glass. I think that's roughly 23 acres, plus some outdoor field space. And so personally, I started as an intern. I think I probably pruned plants 9 hours a day for the first month, and then I graduated up to sweeping floors. But I would not have had it any other way. And I progressed up to an assistant grower from there, and eventually I was the head propagator for one of their greenhouse operations, kind of overseeing production. And so I did every job production related, and to be honest, I reflect on that experience all the time and discuss it with growers, and which really helps a lot in an extension type of situation where you're making those industry contacts. As far as skills and lessons as a grower, like I said, I wouldn't have changed anything. I really felt like I strengthened my knowledge, my hands-on experience, and applied horticulture skills, basically taking what's on the textbook and then applying them in real life. So from plant physiology to soil and water chemistry, pathology, the whole nine yards. What was very valuable for me is that it helped me gain focus for what I wanted to do for the rest of my career. And so when I graduated with my bachelor's degree, I knew that I wasn't ready to go on to graduate school from there. And then, like I say, the road is not always straight. And so, like Kate, questions of why certain things crop up and happen in a greenhouse situation led me to kind of shift course. And so really, I value this experience incredibly in terms of how it directed me down my current path. So for your master's degree, applying the core strategies. So this is really a time to focus on developing strong research skills and strong writing skills. They're not easy. And so, you know, developing those skills, publishing your papers to start building your resume and CV. Growing your network, you're still getting out to conferences and trade shows, you're interacting with industry, making FaceTime, getting your name out there, and then joining professional working groups and research groups. And so a plug for ASHS, this is a great avenue to connect with peers. I joined a water working group when I was in graduate school. I still connect with those individuals today when we do projects on water quality and management. So it's valuable, very valuable to get out there and make that FaceTime. Professional development, again, kind of workshops that and training that might not directly go into your thesis topic, but grant writing workshops, for example, that's what I did. You know, it helps you in terms of furthering your career. If you take a grant writing workshop, you're more eligible for, and you can put out a more polished proposal. You know, you can further your career by bringing in external funding, which is important for the academic setting. Building your brand, so committing to publishing your thesis. Having flashbacks of my degree right now, but you know, it's difficult, but highly worth it. And so, you know, publishing your work basically says that, okay, you've gone A to Z through the research process, you know, you've conducted quality research that passes the peer review process, you've written it in a way that is scientifically valid, and huge benefits in terms of going into the academic sector. As far as jobs in academia, so you're entering with a master's degree with a more specialized skill set. You're combining the experience you've gained so far with the higher levels of education that you get with conducting research in graduate studies. So research biologist, lab manager, okay, working with a PhD to conduct research and breeding projects, managing students, taking the lead on projects. These are some of the things that you would likely expect. Teaching, so lots of teaching institutes require you to at least have a master's degree to teach a course. Student advising and coordinators positions, both at the graduate and undergraduate level, often require master's degrees. Field specialist. So I know at UNH we require all of our field specialists in extension to have a master's degree because you're out giving advice to growers. You're also conducting research projects in a lot of cases, and so you need that skill set there. And in some situations, extension is one of them. You can even join administration with that degree. And so you're providing, in this case, more leadership skills. You're helping write grants, publications. You know, you're really expected to think critically and start problem solving. And so when you're going through your master's degree, these are the types of skills you want to make sure you're focusing on learning. So for your PhD, it's in a sense a continuation of what you're doing in your master's, except you're taking it on to the next level. And so in terms of striving for excellence, you know, in this case, you're leading your own research efforts. You're conducting novel research that's not published, not available. You're applying for grants and awards to boost your resume and credentials. As far as growing your network, instead of just being a member of ASHS in similar groups, start to become a collaborator, okay? Contribute your research that you're doing to say, hey, I'm out here, I know what I'm doing, and this is I'm a contributor and collaborator in this field of study. And so get that face time with your peers and start to develop your name. As far as professional development, you know, I know personally I took several courses on grant writing, also looking into new research methods and techniques to maybe answer different questions that I had related to my dissertation, data analysis, and pedagogy. So not enough of us take courses in pedagogy, which is how to teach, how do people learn, basically. And so if you're going into academia and you want to teach as well, or you might be teaching, which is a very real possibility, you know, there's a whole science and methodology behind how people learn, and I think it's an area that we need to spend more time training people on how to do. Building your brand, get your work out there, okay? I joined Extension, and so I spent a lot of time going to workshops, doing hands-on demos, writing technical trade magazine articles to discuss my research and kind of promote it, and say, basically, get my name out there and also, you know, highlight some of the quality work that we're doing. As far as career directions with PhD, you know, in an academic setting, you're looking at professor, faculty, extension specialist positions. You can also look at research scientists or breeders, focus mainly on research and development, teaching, of course, and then administrative positions like department heads or deans, for example. And so when you reach this level, you are seen as the expert in your field. You know, you have in-depth knowledge of a particular area or subject, and you're really seen as a resource for that subject matter. Not a Wikipedia resource, but a reliable, credited source for information. And so expectations will include bringing leadership to the table, managing students, securing funding for your program, training graduate students, publishing articles, and then having an impact. And so in the university setting, you're often evaluated on your measured impact. And so taking that into consideration is key. So personal perspective in terms of pursuing a master's and PhD, I'm someone who believes in science and the benefits of conducting applied research. I had excellent influences, was fortunate to have excellent influences. As a grower, I had university folks visit the greenhouses often and you know, were able to implement their research directly on site, which was hugely influential for me. And then I had the desire to take hold of my career and try and progress it and live an exciting career where I could ask these why questions and understand a little bit more about the applied biology in the greenhouse environment. So I attended the University of Florida. I also combined my master's and PhD. It was a little bit more of an intense experience, but I was trying to be on the fast track, I guess, and get out and get back into the working world, but I wouldn't have changed it any other way. And you could give a whole lesson on skills and lessons learned during your graduate studies, but it goes without saying, you know, these are cherished memories and skills that we reflect on continually as we go forward from there. So being a successful graduate student, just a few key points here, and this is from my own personal experience. You know, it's critical to select a program and advisor that fits you, and you fit the program and advisor as well. Graduate students will give you the most honest answers on a program, both current students and previous students. And so discussing with graduate students is a great way to feel out potential programs. And then looking for a mentor, you know, is the advisor that you're looking at, is he somebody who will help teach you and show you the skills that you want to get the job that you want? Tailoring your degree to meet your end goals. So what do you see yourself doing in the next 5 to 10 years? Is it an extension specialist? If so, you might need to get out and start conducting workshops. You know, if you're looking at teaching, getting some teaching experience during your degree will be key. And then keeping your eye on the prize. And so, you know, oftentimes for academia, publications are the prize, right? So you want to publish what you're writing for your thesis and dissertation. Writing early, writing often, and committing to getting that work through. And starting your job hunt early. So a lot of industry as well as academic positions that I've come across, they look out towards the future. They look out for upcoming graduate students. And so, you know, making face time with university faculty and potential employers and saying, hey, you know, I'm graduating in a year's time or a year and a half, giving them the heads up, that's okay. Let folks know that you are becoming available. Why join academia? So a few personal experiences. You know, I personally enjoy learning. I enjoy working with growers, conducting applied research and trying to help greenhouse businesses become more successful and profitable. It's also a challenging aspect of the job as well. Working with students, always a plus. I really get a lot of satisfaction out of trying to prepare students for the next step in their career. Typically, the university is a very collegial environment, lots of expertise amongst other faculty, and lots of chances to collaborate on cool new projects. And then one of the major perks of academia, compared to industry, for example, schedules are a little bit more flexible. You're still going to work hard, but you can manage your travel a little bit easier in some cases, and just have more flexibility there. So I picked up a few tidbits, and I'll run through these quickly, and this is the final slides of my presentation coming up, so I promise I'll be quick. But this one came from Facebook, okay? Career tip number one. So don't become the flat squirrel, okay? And so if you've seen this, you'll recognize it. But right or wrong, make a decision. The road of life is paved with flat squirrels who could not make a decision. So you're bound to come across tough decisions every now and then. Important thing eventually is to pick one and go with it. Always work towards your next job. So this doesn't necessarily mean finding a new job, but keep building your professional skills, build your network, make yourself more marketable. This is going to just continue to open new doors and create new opportunities for you. And then number three, it's okay to be a cheerleader, okay? You could be doing great work in your lab, but unless you're promoting it and getting it out to your audiences, in my case would be growers, then it's kind of wasted time. And so be your own cheerleader, promote what you do, and it's also okay to promote the work that your friends do as well as part of your networking strategy. So take home messages, striving for excellence, build your networks, continue to learn new skills, and just remember the path is not always straight. Keep an open mind. Thanks very much.